Ya, mija.
Yeah. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM out in Waukesha. You can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. A little bit more Anderson .Paak to roll out the rest of the afternoon. Got a great beat to him. Love that drummer. But Evan and I got Evan on the board. Appreciate you filling in this afternoon, Evan. We're having this conversation about deprogramming Fox News viewers and what the propaganda networks mean, and what does it all mean. And I find it interesting, too, as well, that Mike from Sheboygan liked to point out that maybe there's some hope out there for CJ. And I want to point out, Haas, that it didn't say that it cured all Fox News viewers if they watch that. So we know that we got some listeners that tune in here to this programming, and it hasn't really swayed their views. So definitely, I don't think it, like I said, it's not a silver bullet, but it's definitely an interesting study that was conducted paying Fox News viewers to watch CNN and the views that changed, reshaped their beliefs almost, is essentially what the study concludes. But we're taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Tom in Cedarburg calling in this afternoon. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys. You're doing a great job, and I think you work good together, and I wouldn't mind seeing a program in the future with both you guys on it. It's funny because AM540 just came back on the air. But anyways, I wanted to say that it seems to me, I know there used to be something called a fairness doctrine. I think that would be a good idea to put that back in place. I wonder, too, a lot of the things that are said in right-wing radio can be proven to be false and really an act of deception or actively deceiving people. And I'm wondering if there's a way for the government to find them or to make it known, you know, what their eyes are, the way they do in the newspaper for articles that are false in the newspaper. I was wondering what you guys think about that.
Yeah, Tom, absolutely. I appreciate your call. And you can be like Tom from Cedarburg. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. But I find it an interesting question, Tom, because, you know, you've got individuals like Tucker Carlson and say Alex Jones, not necessarily Fox News, but he does his podcast, or I believe he was picked up by a network as well for a little while. But then you've got, when they're in court, they claim that they're not journalists, that they're not news providers.
Entertainment media.
They're entertainment. They're giving their opinion. They're not the news source. You can't trust them for that, is what they allege in the legal documents for when they're trying to be held accountable.
And it's what they say, just to underline it. Fox News says that you can't listen to Fox News for truth.
Right. In court filings, that is the case. Like, they are on the record in court filings defending some of their primetime hosts, Tucker Carlson included, as saying that it is an opinion and it is a entertainment purpose show. And so it can't be taken 100% as credible information because they're entertaining, they're performing, they're sharing their opinion. And the Fairness Doctrine, I think, is an absolutely interesting point as well to bring up, Tom, because when we lost the Fairness Doctrine, I believe, and I'm not an expert on this topic, so I don't want to claim to be an expert, but essentially it meant that if the owner was having on the owner of the media form that you want to say, so say in this instance, the owner of this station, Crudy, had on one view, he had to give equal time to a separate view in certain times. But I don't believe it was applicable to everything. Like, if it wasn't necessarily an end-all, be-all cure to the partisan swings that we've been seeing since the Fairness Doctrine was removed. It's kind of one of those instances where the toothpaste is out of the tube, and it's not necessarily we know for sure that if it was contained in the tube, we wouldn't be where we are right now. But it's not necessarily like if we snapped our fingers and re-brought back the Fairness Doctrine that all of our problems before us would be solved.
As I understood it, the Fairness Doctrine worked as a remedy for somebody that felt aggrieved. You know, two political parties, hypothetically, somebody's getting a ton of coverage in the mainstream media. The opponent can come and say, hey, this isn't fair.
Right.
I'm not getting my fair say. So as I understood it, it was about remedy. It was about being able for someone to make a claim and get their voice heard.
And it didn't necessarily mean that you couldn't have the opinion type shows that you see on Fox News that are slanted one way or another. It just, like you said, it allowed people to get equal time then when the elections were involved. But I don't know, like I said, I don't know if that's necessarily, if we brought that back today and all of a sudden, boom, we lived in a world with the Fairness Doctrine again, that all of a sudden the propaganda being espoused across right-wing talk radio and Fox News and Newsmax and OAN and all of these other sources would just automatically disappear.
Yeah, does that mean Ted Cruz is going on NPR to push the big lie? You know, I think there's definitely another razor edge to that thought process.
Yeah.
That it wouldn't just be we can't just say, no, you guys can't talk. You guys can't say that stuff. It would... Yeah.
No, there needs to be accountability, Evan. That's the biggest thing is for too long our government and society has operated on norms. You had shame. You had these things that kept people from doing the things that you know you weren't quite supposed to be doing. But then when you found out that if you did them like Donald Trump did in 2015 and 2016, when Donald Trump entered the national politics, And he started saying the things that everybody's like, oh, you're not supposed to say that out loud. He's saying the quiet part out loud. And then you found out that there were no consequences for the results of saying those things out loud. Then without that accountability, people just continue to do that. So without the proper accountability framework in place, you're going to continue to see the ramifications of where we are right now, where we're seeing hyper-partisanship. It's silos. People go and they find what they want to hear, and they listen to that to reaffirm their beliefs. But in this instance, we've gone so far in that example now that Fox News, rather than just having conservative viewers go to Fox News to listen to their conservative media, they're actually being molded. And that's what Brian and I talk about a lot on Dueling Tangents. And I'm excited to have a conversation about this study as well with Brian. So we're going to do that in the coming days. But it's just fascinating that we're seeing now the narrative being told to them is what shapes their beliefs, rather than people that have beliefs going to find a narrative to get their news source from. It's inverted itself. And we got 30 seconds real quick. Don and Madison, what's on your mind today?
You know, studies in the past have shown that the only way to snap people out of certain mindsets is a trauma. And I've been saying for a long time, sometimes you're going to have your house burned down before you realize how awesome your house was. And so the people watching CNN, you know they're going to go home or they're going to go another spot and say, yeah, you know, I still believe that. And they're going to go. Until we lose our government, until we lose our freedom, nobody's really going to know how truly good we got it. Ask the people in Ukraine.
Appreciate the call, Don. Yeah, I mean, I really hope that it doesn't have to come to the house burning down entirely for us to be able to realize the good things and reinforce those and take the matches out of the hands of the people that are starting the fires. That's something we can't wait for the end result to do something about it. So appreciate your call, Don. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Evan does some excellent work putting that entire podcast library together at devilradio927.com. Otherwise, I will talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock, hopefully with Brian involved as well. Appreciate you filling in, Evan.